Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sans Pants Radio.
I am Turok!
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game podcast for everyone whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And a special guest, Mia.
Yes, welcome to the podcast, Woo! Mia.
Hey guys, I'm very excited to be here today in my apartment.
We are talking about the only video game that has ever mattered, the only video game that will ever matter.
That's true.
Tony Hawk, Pro Skater 1 and 2, and no other games.
You know what? I think there's another game that matters, though. Yeah. I mean, it's not out yet, but Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3 Remastered is going to matter.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Surely we're going to get 3 and 4, right?
Like, it's probably going to be downloadable levels or something, but yeah.
Before we start talking about 1 and 2, the games that we've been playing all week, let's start by discussing whether or not 3 or 4 are going to happen. I think, yes.
God, I hope so.
The last time they did this, when they made the last Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 Remastered 7 years ago for the Xbox 360, it was terrible. Don't play it. I liked it. It was still bad. Okay. They released a bunch of the Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3 levels as DLC, so I feel like maybe that's what they'll do this time around, because Tony Hawk Pro Skater 4 doesn't fit in well with THPS3. Like, it's a totally different format, and so it'd be really confusing. But they could just release, like, a DLC for $20-$30 with all the levels.
What were the levels for Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3? Because I think that's the one I played the most.
That was the one with the best ones. Foundry, Canada, Los Angeles. Tokyo.
Oh my
the airport.
Cruise ship. That's the best Tony Hawk Pro Skater game, by the way. THPS3 is the best video game of all time.
It's true.
I can't deny it. That is a reasonable call.
Yeah.
I think I have 2 copies of it on GameCube, because of course I do.
What are you going to do when you finish one? I get it. That makes sense.
Yeah, start the next one.
Crack open the next one. Yeah, for sure. Oh, man, cruise ship, and Canada's got that section where you grind on like a rail, like a mining cart, right? Oh, my God. Shades of Donkey Kong Country, tell you what.
Airport. Airport's one of the best Tony Hawk Pro Skater levels of all time. Oh. I don't know how I forgot it. Good stuff.
My God.
So, I think we're probably the only video game podcast that starts their review by speculating about sequels.
Yeah, that's the way to do it, though.
Let's just quickly... Yeah. So, do we think that we'll be getting a standalone 3 remake or DLC?
DLC.
I think DLC makes sense. I think it'll be like you buy it, and in the Tony Hawk 1 and 2, where it's like you can choose your skate tour, 3 will just be there. Because, like, how hard really will it be? It's not like they need to do a whole lot of one.
Right.
You know?
Seems pretty much like it would just be a cinch. Hey, Jack.
It seems like it would be a cinch, dude. It would be such a cinch.
It would be like... If Activision or whoever made this game are listening, just give me the codes. I can add 3. No worries. Yeah. I'll do it for like $20. Yeah. It's just so easy.
And you know what? Throw in some secret skaters too. You know, like Darth Maul.
Yeah, exactly.
Bring him back. Wolverine, Spider-Man. Come on.
Yes.
Stupid idiots. Just do it. What's so hard about
that? It's not hard. You get the code. You go copy, paste into Tony Hawk 1 and 2. Then you go to pick a skater, see if they're there. If they're there, click on them, press A, done.
Well, because the thing is that this isn't like the original time that the series was running through where, like, every year they release a new game with new features and things like that. The physics of the game, all of the dynamics, all of the things that you can do in the game are all that you're going to be able to do in the other ones. So, like, there's not really any point in creating, like, a new... I don't know anything about video game design. There's not really a point in creating, like, a new engine or anything like that for a new game. You can literally just, like, supplant them and charge people $30 and they'll pay it, you know, for a level.
Exactly.
Pack. Yeah. I mean, I'd pay it day one. Yeah. I'd pre-order that DLC.
Especially if it came with, like, you know, Wolverine, Darth Maul...
Kelly Slater. Kelly Slater.
They could give...
He's on a surfboard.
Oh,
and one of his
God.
Special moves, I think it's a manual, is he disappears under the level and sticks his hand up through the level like a shark fin.
Yeah, I just want Ollie the Magic Bomb as an unlockable character again. Remember him?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
He's a real prick.
Yeah. Well, he's living on the street. That sucks. You know, we can't judge him.
And you keep jumping over him, and he's like, hey.
Jumping Ollie the Magic Bomb. That's rough.
That's my favorite thing about the Tony Hawk franchise, I think, is that sometimes it's like, hey, reject authority. Like, you know, like graffiti, you know, like beat the shit out of a cop and like destroy a cop car and like break up, you know, but then sometimes it's like, hey, Go harass a homeless person. Or, like, there's a protest and it's annoying us. Go beat up some protesters.
Yeah,
and you're
ride
like,
through it.
Am I working for the state right now? Who's telling me to do this?
So, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2.
Yeah.
It's a remake of some of the, like, most important video games of my life.
Of course.
I had spent most of the last... Since this was announced, basically, being very scared that they would mess it up and that this would suck shit.
Right. Because why would it be good? Because the last remake was terrible. That was 7 years ago.
Yeah.
THPS5 was terrible. That was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
There was no chance.
Yeah.
But instead, we're happy to announce here on Thumb Cramps that this remake is basically perfect.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's incredible. You know, you don't expect, I think... In this day and age, for a remake to be fun or good or feel like the first time you played the game, you just kind of, I think we have a base acceptance that, like, oh, it'll suck shit a bit, but, like, maybe bits of it will be good.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, if they get the soundtrack back, at least I can listen to some ska as I play the terribly run video game that doesn't live up to my memories.
And even if it, like, looks right and it plays right, you're like, oh, there'll be latency issues or it'll you know, oh, I'll have to be online to play it. But Tony Hawk, they knew exactly what they were doing. They were like, no, we're going to give you
and
that game again.
Couch co-op, too.
Yeah, exactly. It's all there. We'll just make it prettier. And that's what they did. That's it. Bada bing, bada boom.
And I think this may be a Thumb Cramps first, which is, we've all played the same game before, but I think this may be the first ever time that not only have we all played the same game, we've all played it on a different system that it's available on.
Whoa.
I'm on Xbox One.
So, yeah, Xbox One. Jack, you played
PC.
It on PC,
I'm playing
right?
On PC, yeah.
And I've been playing it on
PS4. Dreamcast. Oh. Yes. Well, that makes more sense. Yeah, okay. I thought it was weird that they released it for the Sega Dreamcast. But...
Yeah, I spoke to Mr. Nintendo and was like, hey, can you port this to GameCube? It's the only controller I like to hold. Yeah, my uncle, Mr. Nintendo.
It's great to imagine you're like, hey, can you port this to GameCube? And they just take the CD for the PS4, put it in a machine that just cuts off the edge to make it smaller. That's the trick. All game discs actually only need to be as big as a GameCube disc. The extra's just padding. It's just to up the price. That's all. That's the only reason it exists.
Yeah.
Right.
So, Mia, how far in the game are you?
Oh, I beat that motherfucker. I've got 100% of the goals done in the first level. I unlocked all the levels on the first night. And then I'm working on THPS2 right now. One thing that's very weird about this game compared to the ones that I played a lot growing up is that, like, when I would play Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3, which I played all of those old games in the last year. I bought them all. I bought a new PS2. And I was like, this is my life now is Tony Hawk for, like, 3 months. And then I sort of moved on. But, like, when you play those old games, like, you beat the game with one character and you pick it up with another character and they don't have any of the goals done.
Yeah.
So you can, like, basically start the game over and play it again. With this one, it's like I played the entire thing as my created skater and then I switched over to Tony Hawk, and it was like, Tony's already 98% of the way there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I feel like I'm almost out of things to do except for online play already, and I've only had it for a week.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
Half a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I finished... The goals thing is kind of strange, but the things that do... That are unique to each skater that you have to do a million different times...
Yes, I've been doing those.
The stat points... Yeah. The stat points reset. Mm-hmm. So every level, you can still collect the stat points, and getting all of the stat points as all of the skaters gives you different stuff. And, every skater has individual challenges.
Right,
which,
I've been
Mia,
doing
you
that.
Just said you've been doing as well, yeah. So I've got all of the challenges done for my chosen pro skater, Aori, and a creator skater, because I really wanted to unlock Officer Dick. Spoilers, that's how you unlock Officer Dick.
Damn.
Right.
Spoilers.
So I haven't completed all the challenges like that. I'm about halfway through all the challenges with my created skater. It takes a long time because it's a lot of stuff that I know how to do. It's like get 100,000 point combo or do this or that or create a park or whatever. Yep. But then it's like hit 40 gaps and I'm like, ooh, that was something I did not do when I was a kid, so I don't know how to do it now as an adult.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
So the challenges really ramp up the difficulty of this game.
Yeah, for sure.
Because getting the highest 6 score in the game is a quarter of a million. And because I've been playing Tony Hawk for like 20 years.
Easy peasy. Fuck that. I can do that one combo. Give me
30 seconds. Yeah, exactly.
Seconds.
Just a lot of manuals. Just a lot of good manuals.
But then when you add like the challenges, which is like, you need to set the platinum score, which is like usually double the 6 score. You're like, oh, okay. Some of these levels, that's starting to like push it a little
bit. Yeah, that's a bit much.
Then one of the creator skater challenges is get the 6 score in every level in one combo. And I was like, all right.
Okay.
I love that.
Okay, love cool, that. Tony Hawk. I know
some levels
well,
are
I
very
will...
hard for that.
Yeah. Like, I know I will never do those challenges. I just don't. That's not ever going to happen. I know I'm going to complete the game with my creator skater. I'm going to do every challenge, like every sort of like level challenge. And then I will probably just stop playing except to, like, mess around, you know, like, I don't know if I've got some time to kill. But I just can't see myself ever doing those challenges. It just seems like so much effort.
The challenges rule because I blew through the goals. Mm. The challenge, and I got none of the, like, frustration.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know, like, when games are good, but sometimes they make you angry, but that's also fun?
Yes, very true.
Yeah, right.
The challenges are... they're big ones like that.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, is that, like, my relationship with the Tony Hawk Pro Skater games is, like, this is me in my zone. Like, this is me... This is the most comfortable, relaxing video game I've ever played in my life, because I can lay down, like, a 200,000 point combo fucking easy. Yeah. And, like, I can even, like, play online and, like... This is one of the only games that I can play online and actually do well in and like kick people's butt in.
That's a good feeling.
And so when I'm playing the game and I don't know what I'm doing, I'm suddenly like, this is uncomfortable. You know? When I'm like, oh, finding alien plushies, this sucks, you know?
Yeah. Also, we've brushed over it, but Jackson is nowhere near as good at this game as us.
Jackson eats shit.
Yeah, of course. I suck off.
Jackson's halfway through
also,
the first.
First level.
Aside from your player skater, who do you main in Tony Hawk?
I don't...
I'm picking an original skater, like from the original games, it's usually like Chad Mosca or even just Tony Hawk.
Sure.
But Aori really drew me in, and
I don't think I have a Tony Hawk.
Aori, is that the girl with the blue hair?
No, she's the one that's wearing like a Nike hoodie, I believe.
Okay, yeah. Did you say Nike? Nike?
In Australia, we say Nike.
No, you don't. That cannot be a truth. God damn
we
it.
We do say Nike.
Yeah, like, look, Adidas as well. See, that probably sounds wrong too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, there
what
we go.
Say,
no,
Adidas?
It's
I won't tell you how it's pronounced, though. It's Adidas.
Adidas? That sounds awful. Adidas.
Yeah.
Adidas and Nike.
There we go.
Yeah. Bonzo, mate. I think the closest, because I don't remember, it's so weird. I know I played Tony Hawk 2 to death. I didn't play Tony Hawk 1 as much,
but I know I played Tony Hawk 2
to death. And I think I got it in a cereal box as like, I just have these memories of, you know, that was like a thing. You could just get a game in a cereal box. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. PC games.
Yeah. So I think I did that and I played it on PC. And I think, but I don't remember who I played ever. I know in Tony Hawk 3, I played Bam Margera all the time. I was a Bam stan. That's who I was.
Of course.
Right, sure.
But yeah, I don't know who I played in Tony Hawk 1 and 2. Maybe just Tony Hawk. I don't remember. And then after that, after Tony Hawk 3, I think it was Creator Skater was like an option. And that's literally all I ever played as was a Creator Skater.
Yeah, created skaters. Or like secret skaters. You know, you can be like Shrek. And you're like, why would I not be Shrek? Like, come on. I could be Shrek or Iron Man. You're going to make me be Kareem Campbell?
Yeah, exactly.
I usually played as Kareem Campbell or Lisa Steamer in the old games. And this one, I really like my created skater, and Lizzie Armanto is pretty good. She got some good outfits in this game, and I'm like, that I'm down for.
Hell yeah.
Was it always a thing in the Tony Hawk games, or is this an addition where you unlock specific moves that you can, like, give your skater? Was that always a thing?
Mm-hmm.
You mean
yeah,
special?
That was always a thing.
Yeah, like your special
Special
moves.
Slots?
Yeah,
is
special
that what
slots.
You mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a thing since, like, Underground, maybe? Or
oh, okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was a thing in Tony Hawk 1 and 2. I was like, this seems new. I mean, great. But, yeah, I didn't remember.
There's a lot of stuff that they ported over from the newer games, like being able to, like, when you're in a manual, you can do different tricks and things like that. They added
Flatland
in reverts.
Tricks.
Yeah, shit like that, which is great. Because, like, if that wasn't in this game, it would feel stale. It would feel like there was something missing.
Yeah, for sure.
Because that's how I play, you know?
Yeah.
So, while we were speculating about Tony Hawk 3 levels being added, there's something else they could also port if they really wanted to, which is, that just reminded me, Tony Hawk Underground 2 has a classic mode as well, so I guess they could put those levels in if they really wanted to.
Which were the classic?
Yeah, but I mean, that's the thing is that, like, when you think about, like, American Wasteland, right? Like, American Wasteland has, like, classic mode, but, like, the classic mode levels suck compared to the game itself. Like, if they were going to put, like, the Underground series onto, like, port it, you would want that story, you know?
Yeah,
I would want to be mad at my friend because he stole a tape or some shit, and now I'm in Moscow grinding on a tank, whatever it was.
Tony Hawk is disappointed with you for lying about the trick that you definitely didn't do, but you have videotape evidence that you're trying to get back from, what's his name, fucking Eric?
Yeah, oh, Eric, absolutely.
Eric watched you do a McTwist over a helicopter in Hawaii.
That's right.
Then he steals the tape and he edits it so it's him doing the trick.
Yeah.
And then you punch him in the dick and you take this tape back.
Oh,
and everyone respects you.
Mm-hmm. Man,
and then you join the World Destruction Tour and the second one, which is just a long episode of Jackass.
I really love the idea of like people sitting around. They're like, what's going to be our plot for Tony Hawk Underground? They're like, well, what's the worst thing any skater could imagine? Well, disappointing Tony Hawk, obviously. Every skater fears.
He's such a nice guy.
Yeah, if you're disappointed by Tony Hawk, that's awful for any skater. Let's make that the promise of our game.
Yeah, the god of skateboarding.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Underground 2 was the one that I didn't like as much as the other ones when I played it. Because, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, great. Underground, great. Loved it. American Wasteland, I loved. But, like, I just didn't like Bam Margera. And I didn't like his friends, and I didn't like running around not on the skateboard very much, and that's like all of Thug 2.
Jackson, I'm so sorry if that hurt your feelings.
Look,
I know you're a big Bam stan.
I was a Bam stan, and I only played as Bam. Why, I don't remember, but I did.
You just thought he was cool with his shirt off.
Yeah, maybe I just was like, he's...
He liked to hurt himself.
Yeah, the most nude. All right, yeah, great choice.
I want them to include... I don't know if they actually did in this game. I don't think they do. Like, the older versions of the skaters. Like, if I could be, like, 2020 Bam Margera.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds fucking sick.
That would be great. Modern-day Tony Hawk, please. The dream.
Well, all of the original pro skaters in this game are their current age. They thought that would be a funny thing to do.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so good.
So, like, Tony, you're playing as, like, 50-year-old Tony Hawk.
I didn't notice.
Like, all of the skaters are, like, aged up.
Yeah.
Just because they thought that would be funny
it
to
is.
Really show how long it was. And it is funny.
Wait, so Bam is his current age? Because Bam now
Bam's
is, like,
not in the
four
game.
Times bigger than he used to be.
Yeah, I don't think
Bam
Margera is in the first.
He's not.
I think he started in Tony Hawk 3 from memory.
That's weird. I thought I saw him in this game.
I don't know who you saw.
Weird.
Maybe Rodney Mullen.
Maybe you saw Chad Muska.
No. I know Chad Muska when I see Chad Muska. Okay, this was Bam. Maybe it's an Xbox exclusive.
All right, Xbox.
Yeah. The Avengers game got Spider-Man on, exclusively on the PS4, and Xbox like, we're not having that. We're putting 2020 Bam Margera in the Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 remake. That'll make people jealous.
Imagine they brought it out and they changed nothing else. They just put in Bam Margera as an addition. It's remastered. You can play as Bam now. Game of the year still.
So, before we get to anything that could potentially be bad or not as good in this, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thank you, sponsors. In my personal opinion, there is nothing really bad about this game. Thank you.
Yeah, I've got some shit. I got some real dirt to lay on you guys.
All right.
Hell yeah. Mia, what do you hate about this game?
Let's create skater options in this game. Not great. Not great. Especially if you're trying to create a female skater, there's really not that many options, especially not for clothing. It's like you can only wear like mostly just the guy's clothing, and it's all just like really bad, like baggy t-shirts. And like, I get it that they're hearkening back to like early 2000s styling, but also the clothes in the original games were much better than the ones in this one. As it went on, the series like introduced all of these different things, like changes in your face, and you can like the Tony Hawk Underground 2 customization for your character is one of the best I've ever seen in a video game ever. You can make your character like 8 feet wide and 3 feet tall, and it's fun and crazy.
Oh, I remember playing through Thug as a man with a skull, red flaming skull, and I'd somehow made my jaw wide as my shoulders. And that's always great when your friend's like, hey, I've photoshopped somehow myself into the videotape. And you're like, Tony Hawk, I'm the terrifying skull giant. It's clearly not me. Don't be disappointed in me, Tony.
And so that's the thing with this game, is that you have like 12 different face options, and at least half of them are men. And so I really only have like 6 options to choose between. And so it's like, if I wanted to make myself in the game, which I was trying to do, I had to pick like an Indian woman and then make her skin white. And it's like, this feels insensitive and
I was
horrible.
Like, this seems like a really weird way to go about it, Tony Hawk. Like, I don't know anybody in the world who is deciding to play like an African. They're like, okay, this is what I look like. They pick an African-American person and then make them as pale as possible. Like, who out there is that an appropriate choice for? Yeah, I thought that was weird too.
And so also the hair options are not good. Yeah, the hair options, not a lot of curly hair options. There was like 2 maybe. And the clothes are just like really bad, especially for female skaters. Like, the old games had like cute dresses and a lot of flannels and like shorts, and you had like Converse ripoffs and stuff.
Yeah,
maybe we'll get it in DLC, but the clothing options in this game are terrible.
Yeah,
also this game like presents to you all of the faces, and it says like, here are your faces without gendered options. So like, it seems like kind of progressive in the way that it's like, your character can have any face and be any gender, but then you select a face. I would select a face that looks like a little bit more masculine because it kind of looks like mine, and I would look at the body, and it's like, suddenly it's like a 6'2" burly dude, and I'm like, oh, I guess I have to pick a face that doesn't look like
mine. I thought that was straight. I thought the same thing when I first saw that. I was like, oh, like, fantastic. And then I was like, oh, it's actually not doing that. It's not being like, have any body type,
it's doing
any
the
face.
Opposite. It's like, if I could have like a traditionally sort of masculine face on a feminine body with whatever voice I wanted, that would be sick. But that's not what it is, you know?
Yeah.
I know that as the game progresses, and this is another thing that's kind of weird about the creator skater thing, is as I've been playing through it, I've definitely unlocked some, like, the female clothing options that you were looking for me are, like, there's a flannel shirt and, like, a crop top.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that I wear. I found the one gay shirt in the entire game, and that's what my character wears. Like, that and some sweatpants. And I'm like, she looks kind of gay. I kind of got it.
That'll do, I guess.
I had to get up to level 45 to do it, though. I had to go play the game for, like, 18 hours to get a shirt I liked.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to level 25 at the moment so I can get the cut-off Daisy Duke denims. That's been my current goal.
They're so good.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited. Them in a jumper? What a look. I think it's just also for me, like, after playing Tony Hawk, like, Thug 1 and 2, where, like, there was so many options beyond just, like, make your skater look like a skater. It does feel limiting to go to, like, the clothing options you have, and then it's like, well, maybe in the skate store there'll be some more interesting ones, and a lot of them are just variations on, like, a different t-shirt. And you're like, well, that's okay, Tony Hawk, whatever. And, like, it's not a big deal, really, because the rest of the game is so great, but I think it would be nice to have some interesting options to gun for, like, by leveling up or getting money or whatever. And then also, like, once you get...
It's so funny to have in this episode. You both have issues with Create a Skater. Mia is like, I just want a skater that looks like me, which is a fair criticism. But Jackson, I know in your head, you're like, I just want a guy that's got a deer's head and a panda bear body and wears a tie.
No, that's what I'm saying too, though. Like, you know, there's like a... My partner watches Monster Factory on YouTube. It's like people that go into like character creators in video games and they like make a crazy... big monster, you know, and then they just like skate around and try and break the game. And it's like, I want to do that. Like, that seems so much fun to give somebody like a really tiny head but an 8-foot tall body and like sound like Mickey Mouse. That sounds fun.
Yeah. Why can't I have my creator skater in gum boots, tights, and the top half of a flamingo costume and no head? That's the skater for me.
The other thing that bothered me about the clothing options. Is there are some skaters in this game, though, that have, like, cute clothes where I'm like, I want that outfit, but you can't get it. And it's like, you've already created the orange dungarees. Just give them to me. I'll pay real money for those. I want that Lizzie Armato outfit for my skater.
Again, this doesn't fix the problem, but I think that outfit is unlockable.
I can't find it. I've been looking for it. The one with the orange overalls.
Or maybe not.
No, I don't think it's available.
Yeah, because I think they select a couple of items of clothing that each pro skater is wearing, and I thought that was one of them, but maybe it's not.
No, I've been looking for it, because I'd wear the shit out of that.
I remember seeing an interview where they were talking about microtransactions, and they were like, well, we're not going to have any microtransactions in the game, but if people want extra content, maybe down the track, we'll add some microtransactions. So maybe they'll do like a big, hey, here's like a clothing dump or whatever, $5, get some new pants.
That would be fine, I think, if it's like $5 to like throw in a lot of new clothes or levels or secret skaters.
Yeah, absolutely. Something that I found a bit disappointing as well is that, so like, I was enjoying that for completing each level I would get like $5, like every run through I'd get $5 to go to my money, and it meant that there was like a slow build up of cash, and like once I hit 100 I would buy like a shirt and once again be back down to zero or whatever. And then like, I liked in the, where it was like the competition levels where I was like, well, I want a gun for gold. Cause that's got like a higher cash reward or whatever. Like, and also I just want a gun for gold anyway. But then like, I looked at the challenges, which I just hadn't paid attention to up until like, I was at like, I don't know, the like sixth level or whatever. And I was like, oh,
you had 20 unaccepted already.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, well, I got 2K.
Yeah. I ran through and just like accepted every single one and went up like 10 levels. I was like, I'm actually doing pretty good.
Yeah, I was like, well, I can just buy anything I want now. I don't know. It just, for me, it wrecked like the incentive to actually play the levels and go for gold a little bit. I don't know.
I had Jackson, like $12,000 just lying around the entire time that I never wanted to spend because all the clothes were shit. So,
yeah, well, that too. You know.
You unlock money for completing a goal, Jackson.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like a substantial amount of money. You're not just getting $5 per run unless you're not accomplishing anything.
You get, but you don't get like I was still, I would see maybe at like $300, $400. And then by just, like, I wasn't even paying attention to the challenges I was completing, the like creator skater challenges or whatever. And then I just checked them and all of a sudden I was at 2K and I was like, well, you know, why?
I just didn't see enough to spend it on. That was my problem.
Oh, me neither. But because there was such a limited amount, when I wasn't as rich, it was more like, oh, well, I want that, so I will... I don't know. For me, it sort of de-incentivized. Certainly in the competition levels, trying to get for, like, anything higher than bronze, a little bit. Not really, like, I guess, at the end of the day, but, like, I don't know. I was just like, oh, well,
imagine
the reward for getting gold isn't as great anymore.
Yeah.
Can you imagine it being hard to get a gold in a competition level on Tony Hawk Pro Skater? I can't imagine. Oh.
I'm getting bullied at the skate park. It's happening.
You fool.
I saw that there was an achievement for getting 99.9 as a score in the competition.
I've done
and it took me 2.5 runs to get it.
I got it one time and I was like, I never did this as a kid. I'm the best I've ever been at this game.
I really wish I could make my board look like more of a piece of shit as well. Like, I was disappointed in the amount of...
Well, you can...
You can make it look worn.
The wear and tear, you didn't like that? I like the
wear.
No, I
want more wear and tear.
Pretty beat up.
Let it look like my board is...
You want it to be broken in the middle?
Yeah, I want a plank of wood with two bicycle wheels on either side. That's the skateboard I want.
You want roller skates.
Roller skates, yeah.
That's the dream for me. Yeah, that is true.
It's so funny, Jackson, because all of your criticisms seem like that you just want to play Tony Hawk Underground 2.
Yeah, oh, I mean, probably. Like, I like Tony
Hawk Underground. Where's Bam Margera? I thought I was going to be hanging out with the Jackass guys.
Yeah! Why isn't this the television program Jackass? That's what I want to do. I want to watch Jackass.
Well, hey, great news. This got me in the mood for some early 2000s culture, so I rewatched the three Jackass movies.
Hell yeah.
This week.
You champion.
They're still funny.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad. What about when he eats horse semen? Is that funny? Is that still, like, one of the worst things a human being can watch?
That's the thing. There's a couple of them in there where they're like, we're going to give ourselves, we're going to cut our fingers with paper. And I'm like, no.
Bam, please. Yeah, and I think Jackass 3 is so upsetting to watch because they're all just like, I think is it Bam that they keep scaring with actual snakes? And
yes.
Bam Margera genuinely has like a real terrible phobia. And you're like, wow, this friendship group's real bad. Like, poor Bam.
They're dicks.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of jackasses.
Yeah. Whoa.
So the horse semen thing is bad, the agreement in the movie is that if he does that, he can opt out of any stunt. So that's, hey.
Maybe worth
That's
it.
A fair trade, I guess. It's not.
No.
That is by far the worst thing anyone
does.
Because
the only stunt you'd ever really want to opt out of would be drinking the horse semen. So
because if you don't take it, they're going to give you a worse stunt because you can't
opt out. That's true. That is the tragedy of Jackass.
Yeah.
So if you guys could have any secret skater, if they introduce somebody as a DLC, who would you want? Like if it was carte blanche, anybody in media?
Hey, do they have to be
a real person?
So, can I pick somebody from another skating game?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, this is an unlockable character from, as much as I love the Tony Hawk series, I've got a lot of room in my heart for a game called Aggressive Inline, which was a rollerblading game, clearly in the style of Tony Hawk. I do just want a rollerblade. But one of their unlockable rollerbladers was a pirate. And what was great about the pirate is that the pirate had a peg leg. And so it was one rollerblade on his foot. And then his peg leg just had a single wheel on it. And that's how he skated around. And I found that infinitely amusing. So I picked that pirate from Aggressive Inline. That's my secret skater of choice.
Yeah, I was joking about this with my friend before we started recording. We were saying that Charlie Kaufman would be very funny. Just like sad man in his mid-40s with no physical acumen for skating. But now that I think about it, like a real answer would be Harley Quinn. I think that'd be really fun. She could like roll around on rollerblades. She like beats people up with her bat. It'd be fun.
Maybe you got a manual where you like get your baseball bat and drag it on the ground behind you or something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe like a little 1920s newsy kind of kid, like delivering newspapers, and he's got like an old school skateboard, you know?
Yeah.
That kind of thing would be
That's
fun.
Sick.
That would be great. Yeah.
I'm going to pick a PS4.
A PS4?
Yeah, a PlayStation 4 skateboarding. Or actually, probably a PlayStation 1 as a throwback to.
That's great. Does it move games? And skateboard by like one of the controllers acting as the foot? attached by the cord.
Yes.
And when it does tricks,
yes.
does it just like not do tricks? Like it just stays.
Well, the skateboard just does tricks.
Oh, it right, just works. Right. Yeah.
What
no.
if it was
or like a dog?
Mm. What about this? A secret skater that is a skateboard with skateboard limbs. And so it's like so it's like a big skateboard, you know, and then like it's four like its bicep is a skateboard, forearm yeah. is a skateboard, skateboard hand, skateboard fingers with skateboard joints and everything.
It's I like that because like
could be a hit.
Originally you were like it's a skateboard with skateboard arms. So I was imagining one skateboard with two skateboards coming off for arms and two skateboards coming off for legs. And then you were like skateboard bicep, and I was like okay, so it's
yes, exactly.
One skateboard, skateboard joints. I'm like this skateboard monster is growing and getting more and more detailed. Skateboard bone, skateboard blood, skateboard
yeah,
eyes,
skateboard,
and a skateboard
DNA.
Head.
You get down to like the mito. chromosomes of skateboards.
What about this as a secret skater? Coco the gorilla, the dead gorilla that loved a cat. What do we think of that
yes.
as an addition? Famous
yes,
gorilla from
great.
The 90s. It's your early 2000s. It's got as much 90s
Dunstan
nostalgia.
Dunstan from Dunstan Checks In.
Yes.
Yeah, get any all the monkeys in there.
Yeah,
Tarzan
the monkeys.
What about a monkey?
The band?
A monkey DLC packed.
You got so, Caesar from Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Who else? King Kong. He's
Harambe.
Huge.
Harambe's
oh,
in there.
Oh, I will say yeah. when I beat all of the goals in Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1, and it gave you the option to make your skater tiny or huge.
Mm.
Yeah.
Blew the doors wide open. Giant lady. That's my favorite thing. This is my favorite.
Hell
game.
Yeah!
Can you make yourself like? What's it like playing as a tiny skater? Because I saw that's an option as well.
I didn't do
of
that.
Of course,
yet.
Jackson.
Yeah, that's
Jackson,
where I'd go first.
It's the first right. thing, because then the skate park's really big,
yeah,
and then you get
to
live your tiny
explore.
Fantasy.
Yeah.
I get it.
It checks out.
You're hoping you run into an ant
yeah.
or something.
Going to vents. Wow.
Yeah. Hey, how about this for a secret skater that I think would be pretty funny? The lead singer of Goldfinger.
Oh, yeah! Oh. The whole Why band that... on a big skateboard.
Why did I think that you were about to say you? How about this for a secret skater? Me, Joel Duscher.
Someone in the Sandspans group made me as a creator skater. Keep that coming.
Yeah.
Everyone make a Joel Duscher.
I'd like some skaters.
Make
look,
a Mia, too.
Make a Jackson.
I'll check it out. We'll retweet you.
I'll rank them. I'll rank the ones you make.
Rank them how they would fight, which one would win in a fight.
Yeah. So... Look, let's wrap this up so I can get back to playing some more Tony
Hawk. Of course,
Hawk.
Yeah. That's all I've been thinking about this whole review, yeah.
What are our final thoughts?
Look, Tony Hawk 1 and 2, so after I got it downloaded or whatever, played it for a little bit, and then my partner went to bed. It was maybe like 11 p.m., and I had my computer turned off. I was ready to go to sleep, and I was like, just a couple runs. Turned it on, and then all of a sudden... the nostalgia trip I got out of playing it in the dark while somebody else in my house was asleep that I was trying not
yes.
to wake up and doing right. the levels and being like, yes, like when I was like, achieving goals or whatever. Like, I've not played a game that has given me such a nostalgic rush like this game in, like, I can't even begin to think how long. And then, like, that's only Tony Hawk 1, which I didn't even play that much. I messed around on, like, whatever the beach level's called. What's that beach level? Come on.
Venice Beach.
Venice Beach.
Yeah, Venice.
And I was just like, damn, I am 11 again. So like, incredible. Five thumbs. I've not had this yeah. much.
Do you have a favorite level, Jackson?
For Tony Hawk 1, I really like...
Overall, you have to pick between both
games.
Oh,
no.
Mia, I'm going to ask you the same question.
Yeah, no, I assumed.
On
I
the
assume. I'll rank them all.
Probably School 2. I've got a lot of time for School 2.
School 2 is
School
really
2? Least favorite level, Jackson.
Least favorite level would be... what's the second skater competition level? The one with the eyeball ring.
Oh, Burnside.
Burnside. I got no time for Burnside. It's boring. I find it frustrating to try and get good combos going. Maybe that's just because I
yeah.
suck. I don't know.
Right.
But Burnside, yeah, I find it kind of an annoying dog shit level.
Yeah. That was yeah.
And Jackson, do you have a favorite song on the soundtrack?
Superman. Here I am, doing everything I can. How could I pick anything else? That's if it was just that, I'd be happy.
Mia, favorite level?
That's hard. Hangar's really good. I mean, really, when you're looking at like the earliest levels, you know, Hangar's good.
Least favorite level?
That's such a hard question. I really do hate the one that Jackson was just talking about. What was it? Burnside, the competition level.
Sucks.
Like, San Francisco is not good either.
Yeah.
But, you know, those are just like the levels that gave me the most trouble with like getting all of the goals in them. Like San Francisco, I had to wander around looking for life preservers for like 40 hours and it sucked. Yeah.
And Mia, do you have a favorite song on this soundtrack?
Yeah, but I don't remember the name of it. It's like the one's like boom, 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 boom.
Oh,
boom.
Yeah.
You guys know what I'm talking
about.
That
one is good.
It's not Express Yourself. That's from THPS3, but...
Can I Kick It by Tribe Called Quest is probably my second favorite song.
That was the one that I was talking about. Yeah.
Oh, that was,
Can I Kick It? Yeah, that's a great song.
Yeah.
Can you kick it? Yes, you can't. Incredible.
My review for the game, I was playing Tell Me Why, a game from the people that made Life is Strange, my number one game of all time, right? It's a narrative, like, murder mystery, family drama game about a trans man. Amazing representation. They do a great job with that game. I was waiting for it for months and months, and I was playing Chapter 2, and then my Xbox said Tony Hawk is done downloading, and I was like, well, fuck this. Whoops. Well, I was like, I'm done with this. I'm going to go play Tony Hawk for 9 hours,
Alpha.
And I beat the entire game in one day. So,
yeah,
that's
look,
it.
That tells
I mean, it's, it's amazing. It's amazing, and I think that if they added in some more clothing options and some different customizability for the face and maybe the THPS3 levels, it would be so perfect. Online skating is amazing. Couch co-op I'll use once, you know, COVID's over and I can have friends over and play Tony Hawk together. It's amazing. I love it. And it's everything I hoped it would be.
I wish there was cross-play as well. That's the greatest tragedy is that because we decided to all play it on different consoles, we can never play together. That sucks so much. That's so sad. Yeah.
And all of my friends have it on different consoles. My friend Olive, who I was talking to earlier today, PC.
Yeah.
Trying to happen.
Well, I could play it with
them. We'll just have to do friend swaps. Like, Mia, your friends are now Jackson's friends.
Yes. Yeah. What, Dusha, what's your favorite level?
Oh, my favorite level is... Whew, I forgot that this would get asked to me.
Yeah.
My least favorite level is Venice Beach.
Oh,
gives
I love
me the
Venice,
shits.
Though. Venice is fun.
Yeah,
I can rack
I think it's
up
because
some points on Venice Beach.
I don't know what it is about it, but it just, it bothers me.
Can I give you a prediction or a suggestion why I think you don't like it? It's
why?
There's a very clear out of bounds that not many other levels have. It's not like, oh, it's not as contained.
It's also almost impossible to get the secret tape on Venice Beach. That is the hardest secret tape on you.
That
it's
is a nightmare.
It's so annoying. You need the right amount of speed and to jump off a table at the right angle.
And sometimes it feels like it's like if I had less stats on my speed or on my air, then I would get this. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to take my stats off to get a secret tape. Like, that's stupid.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's so annoying.
Okay. Yeah.
Venice Beach also has, the creator skater has a really, really, really annoying challenge on Venice Beach as well. So, yeah, that level can go to hell. My favorite is... I really, really like the first competition level in Tony Hawk 2.
That one is great. It's very...
I forget the name of the level.
It's very chill. I think it's just called Skate Park.
Nah, it's... Oh, actually, yeah, maybe. It's in France, though. What? Yeah. Anyway, great level. Least favorite level is Venice Beach. Favorite song? Slow Learner by Viagra Boys, but that's because I loved that song before it got added to the new soundtrack. But if that's I'm going good. For a classic song, May 16 by Lagwagon.
Yeah,
that was the thing, was that they added some newer songs into the soundtrack, and they all fit in really perfectly. And also, anything that might not be there, I don't really miss. Like, are there any songs that didn't make it in? Because I don't remember any.
Well, it's weird, because I remember reading about the fact that people were like, Bring the Noise isn't on the new one. Like, that was missed out due to licensing.
I think
and everyone was like, Well, yeah, it is.
I feel like I've listened to that song 10 times in the last few days.
Yeah,
I also find myself skipping songs as well. Like, I have the option to, but I'm like, no, they're all good. Like,
They're all
that's
good.
That's such a good addition. Mm. But yeah, I also don't really skip songs. Because there's a skater from Melbourne in it, it means that there's, like, a weird amount of Australian bands that aren't particularly popular.
Wolf Mother.
Wolf Mother are definitely popular and not good. But, like, Ace Swayze and the Ghost, they're like a Tasmanian band that they're like not tiny, but they're not, I wouldn't expect them to pop up in a video game. Anyway, look, game's good. If you don't have it and you love Tony Hawk, buy it. It's also not super expensive.
Yeah.
Like, it's like that mid-tier price.
Yeah.
$40 or whatever, US.
Yeah. Big five thumbs from me.
Big five thumbs
from me.
Oh, yeah,
five incredible. Thumbs from me, too. I forgot to say. Five.
All the way.
Yep. Yeah, it's look, great game, and yeah, I guess if you've got it and you also like it, good. If you hate it, don't talk to me.
Yeah.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Mia.
And Mia, where can we find you? I mean, you're part of Sans Pants, and that's the easiest way to find you, but what are your social media plugs? Plug yourself, even though this is like an internal guest. Just go nuts.
Oh,
pretend
yeah.
This is a podcast that's not part of the network you're already part of.
Yeah. I'm on Twitter at StopTweetingMia. You guys can listen to my podcast, Cynical Cartoons, but I haven't updated it in about a month because I'm writing a movie, and you can check out my movie. There's a Discord where I've been like sharing stuff about it. It's a trans time travel movie, and it's going to be crazy. It's called When I Tell You, and you can find a link on my Twitter at StopTweetingMia.
Check it out.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Can you kick it? Yes, you can.
Oh, and just as we're wrapping up this episode, I got a message from an anonymous source that told me not to buy the Avengers game. So I guess that can be the thumb cramps review of Avengers, a game that none of us have played. One thumb. Goodbye.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do us a huge favor and leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening to this beautiful podcast on. Also, be sure to check out Sanspence Radio's objectively better gaming podcast, All the Small Games, hosted by Andrew Levins and John Valenzuela, two true professionals.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.